With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Salem Radio Network's Joey Hudson was on hand today for early voting in the South Carolina GOP primary and says it's clear who most people support.
I've talked with a number of people in and out today, and one might think, well, your former governor is on the ballot. Maybe that's why there's a lot of people showing up at the polls. I'm not finding that at all. The enthusiasm level seems to be for President Donald Trump.
The South Carolina GOP primary is this Saturday. The former governor of the state, Nikki Haley, Trump's only other rival for the GOP nomination, has vowed to stay in the race at least through Super Tuesday. Iran has accused Israel of a sabotage attack on an Iranian natural gas pipeline caused by multiple explosions a week ago. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The comments by Iran's oil minister, Javad Aoji, come as Israel has been blamed for a series of attacks targeting Tehran's nuclear program. He called the explosions part of an Israeli plot intended to wreak havoc on Iran's gas distribution. Israel has not acknowledged carrying out the attack, though it rarely claims its espionage missions abroad. The office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a longtime foe of Iran, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority appears skeptical of the federal government's argument that the Environmental Protection Agency should be allowed to continue enforcing its anti-air pollution rule in 11 states. The government made its arguments Wednesday before the court. The good neighbor rule is intended to restrict smokestack emissions from power plants and other industrial sources that burden downwind areas with smog-causing pollution. Three energy-producing states, Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia, challenged the rule, calling it ineffective. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in Iran is surging.
A coalition of religious freedom groups has released a new report indicating that the Islamic government in Tehran is mounting a full-court press against Christianity, jailing and fining as many believers as possible. Those who seek to distribute Bibles come in for special attention as Iranian authorities try to limit the spread of the word. The report is a joint production of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Open Doors, Article 18, and Middle East Concern. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are cheering a decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos must be treated as children under the law, saying it could become a model for other states. Chief Justice Tom Parker's opinion reached into the Bible, stating that even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing His glory. The plaintiffs in the Alabama case had embryos accidentally destroyed by a storage facility. This is SRN News. Israelis want investigators to get to the bottom of last October's Hamas attack. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israelis are anxiously anticipating the start of a number of investigations into the October 7th massacre. What has become known as Black Saturday saw the most devastating loss of Jewish life since World War II, when the Israel-Gaza border was overrun by Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists. 1,200 died, and Israelis want to know why there was no response by the army for many hours while civilians were being slaughtered. Repercussions are expected to reach the prime minister's office. Terror tunnels in Gaza are a prime concern, as it is becoming known that Lebanon-based tunnels of much greater number and effectiveness have been under construction in Lebanon for 30 years. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.